This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back in October of 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump, on the day that the AT&T-Time Warner $85 billion merger plan was announced, said this.
AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
The Justice Department did fight it, but today a federal judge decided very much the opposite of what the president wanted. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is on the story and on the phone from New York. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Kai.
So this was about as clean a win as AT&T was going to get. What else do we know about the ruling from Judge Leon in this case?
Yeah, so what's really notable about this decision is that the judge is allowing this decision to go ahead without any conditions on the deal. So if we just back up for a minute, most people, you know, think of AT&T as a cell provider. In this case, we're actually really thinking of it as a distribution company through its wireless networks and its satellite television company, DirecTV. The question here was whether buying Time Warner and the content it produces would harm competition. And the judge said pretty firmly, no, the deal can go ahead as is. It doesn't have to, the combined company won't have to sell off any pieces. That was one possibility the judge could have opted for if he thought the combined companies would be too powerful in order to protect consumers. He could have said, you know, the deal can only go through if the merged company sold off, you know, some distribution assets from DirecTV or some content assets from Time Warner. So that's a pretty big win for AT&T. And then another notable thing, the judge, he was just very clear that the government didn't meet its burden of proof that this would lessen competition.
So what then does the larger corporate America community take from this ruling? Because everybody was watching.
Yeah, lots of people watching, in part because of the politics of the case that you mentioned with that clip from Donald Trump, President Trump.
Yeah.
But also because this is a pretty unusual antitrust case. It's just it's not your typical case where you have two competitors merging. It's what's called a vertical merger. So the companies here, they don't do the same thing. They're at different stages of the process. One makes content, one distributes it. And historically, it's been less common for the government to challenge these types of mergers, but they still have. There are similar deals potentially pending in the media world. Comcast may now try and buy 20th Century Fox. Disney might want in on that, too. So those deals obviously looking more appealing now. But also in other industries like the proposed Aetna and CVS merger, that's looking like a green light, too.
There is, of course, the right of appeal in the American judicial system. The judge had some words, though, for the government.
Yeah, the government can appeal this decision. It can also ask for an injunction, which would put the deal on hold while the case is appealed. And the idea here is, you know, that if the companies go ahead and merge, it's pretty hard to undo that later if the appeals court were to agree with the government and overturn this decision. So a notable thing about this decision is that the judge was very firm in his wording that the government should not seek that injunction. And we'll obviously have to wait and see how they react to that.
The government can sue afterward, though, right, to try to break it up once the deal is done. I mean, they can do that. So
Yeah. It's just it's obviously much harder to undo something that's been.
And also just to point out here, Tracy, before I let you go, David McAtee, I'm reading the wires here now. The general counsel for AT&T expects this deal to close on or before June 20th, which is like so quick. This thing is going to just happen.
Right. June 20th is the expiration for this deal. So Time Warner would either have to agree to, if the deal didn't close by then, Time Warner would have to agree to extend the deal. So they're going to try and wrap this up as fast as possible.
Tracy Samuelson in New York for us on this huge corporate merger story. Tracy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
On a related thing, actually, because it is all kind of related, I talked to Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai yesterday about competition in the internet space, which is at least in part what this deal was all about. We have it, that interview, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, online marketplace.org.